Then you reached into my heart and you found the melody. And if there ever was somebody who made me believe in me, it was you. It was you. It was your song that made me sing. It was your voice that gave me wings. And it was your light that shined, guiding my heart to find this place where I belong. It was your song. Every night I pray before the music starts to play that I'll do my best and I won't let you down. And for all the times I've stood here, this feeling feels brand new. And any time I doubt myself, I think of you. 'Cause it was your song that made me sing. It was your voice that gave me wings. And it was your light that shined, guiding my heart to find this place where I belong. It was your
And we are back live with the Ron Amatron Show. Hello, Ann. Hello, Ron.
Well, I'm here.
Okay.
So, here we go.
Hi, I'm here. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Hi, Ron. Okay. Hi, Bobby. We're back.
Yeah, we got too much for now. Okay.
All right.
I do think that I know that when you do that mind to heart drop, everyone becomes very heart-centered, and then we stop thinking. Exactly. So we have some questions on the fast chat, but I don't know where you want to start, Ron. I know I would love to hear more about some of your new healings. Ron likes to remind us that when you continually practice being in your heart center and being in the now, which is the most important thing you can do, get your spirit in your body, your thoughts in your heart center so you're present. But Ron likes to remind us all, we're going to need a day planner, because when you're really living in the moment, you may forget things that you have to do, like pay bills or, you know, get to appointments. So do you want to go into some of your new healings at this point, Ron?
Yeah, we could. Let me think here. We have the body jump start up. So that one has many different clearings involved with it. I don't know what the list is offhand, but there's quite a few. What I recommend if you're older, older being over maybe 30, you probably have barcodes put on you from your natal chart. That's what we call them anyway. So the barcode is when you're leaving. And you can supersede them by wanting to stay longer here. But typically, you know, by the time you get to the last one, you're pretty much out of energy. For what I've experienced, when your first one comes upon you, it normally starts off about 10 years before the barcode actually comes into activation. And you start losing about a third of your energy in your body. And then by the time the barcode hits you, you're pretty well, lack of energy, not really wanting to live here. And you can override that. But each time you go through a barcode, it gets worse and worse. And then eventually, you're taken out. And remember, the aliens don't want you to be here very long because they need your spirit energy. So when you go to the light of the darkness, after you die here, your spirit sticks around, maybe watches and looks around for its friends, loved ones, make sure they're doing okay. And then it leaves maybe a month or two later. And then it goes into the light of the darkness. That's all that it knows about. It sees the white light tunnel, and it experiences that. This is not source energy by far, but then the darkness has to go through and deprogram the emotions and all the traumas that are connected to and attached to your spirit. So if you happen to have died of, say, let's just say colon cancer, then so does your spirit, and that has to be taken off of your spirit. Otherwise, if it did not, and the spirit were to come into a body, then that baby would have colon cancer because that's the resonance that the spirit has. So the spirit has to get cleaned off, and the dark side does as much as it can do. Then you come back into a forced reincarnation here over again, and you live a life, and you wait till the barcodes come upon you, and then you leave, and that's the way it works. So basically, you're no good to the darkness energies because each time you go through a trauma, your physical body imprints that onto the spirit, and the spirit starts getting useless to them. So it wants to get it out of here. So when you get a barcode clearing, the death barcode clearing, then automatically you're feeling much better afterwards. And you might feel like you're about 10 years younger. And that clearing has two clearings with it. You have the death barcode and then the stress death barcode. So that's actually two in one. And it takes 2 hours to do each individual barcode. Most people have three. And a lot of people typically get on there and they do five. So that's about 10 hours on your computer. It may sound like a lot, but remember, you're doing this because you want to live. So that's one nice thing is that you have a way to counteract these unwanted universal travelers from connecting to you. So let's do another clearing here. Let's do the one that's free on the website. And this one here is going to take out the harmful energetic oxygen code that you're breathing. And the aliens put imprintings in that for you. So take a deep breath, inhale, exhale. And do that a few times. And, again, it's in that second box location underneath the login key. Go to the second one down where it says sample healings, and this would be the alien oxygen. So here we go. We're going to take out this energy from you, and we'll see if your breathing improves. 2, 3, 4, and 5. I could snap my fingers, but a lot of people like to hear me count, and they like to feel the energy is actually working through them as it gets released. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So just see how your breathing is right now. And we could do a parasitic life form release. This we do on Sundays. It'll be starting this month again. And we have 28 hours of healing on a special. We start on Saturday, which is 4 hours on the 12th. And then we go for the 13th, 20th, and 27th. Those are Sundays that are 8-hour calls. But we take out alien critters that are in us. So we'll do a sample of this one here. This may sound a little weird to some people out there. When you hear about this and you feel the things moving you, then you know that something is real. And remember, what you don't know, you know, will kill you. And also, you want to get rid of these things out of your energy field. So here we go. Alien critters. So one, we're going to get rid of the octopus energies. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, and eight. That's the tentacles. And here we go again. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, that one's another one got released. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, there we go. That one is released too. This is around your rib cage. And we'll get one now around your neck with the tentacles. So one, two, three. You can feel them get released now, the tentacles. Four, five, six, seven, and eight. Move your body a little bit. Take a deep breath. You should actually feel less constriction there. Now we're going to get rid of the poisons that they give us. So here we go. I'll just use the words stronger to release it here. So stronger, bring more energy in. Stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Now we'll do their waste products. And stronger, 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 and stronger. And the ones that died in us here, the carcasses. I'll count to 10 to get those released. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody. So that's the one of the critters, the octopus energies. And we're going to get rid of ones now out of your lungs. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Take a deep breath and see if you can breathe better. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. And yes, I can breathe better. That was wonderful. Just a quick reminder, everyone, please go, who's listening to us live, please scroll down below the fast chat and click on the link to TalkStream Live and vote for us so that we come up in the ratings of the radio station. So when you click on TalkStream Live, it will bring you to Ron Amatron, and there's a green bar to the right of his name. Click that green bar. It brings you to another page, and then it says Project Freedom Radio. And there's another green bar there, and you click that. And then you're automatically brought back to the chat page, and you will have voted. And that helps us get more attention and more listeners, and we appreciate you doing that. And remember to only vote once per hour. So this is our second hour. If you were with us the first time, hopefully you voted in the previous hour, and then that's it. And I have a question, Ron. On the fast chat from before, if someone went to 9 in on the Pacific Coast, but people on the East Coast, and apparently we go to 149 countries, which is fabulous, so people are at all different times of the day. And someone asked if they want to leave the radio show on but happen to fall asleep, are they still benefiting from what we're doing here in these sample clearings?
Yes, you are. Uh-huh. You are
great.
Benefiting. If you
okay,
fall asleep,
so
yes.
If you can't, if it's very late wherever you are, leave the show on and go ahead and fall asleep to it. Thank you. That's good to know, Ron. I was looking again at all of the wonderful barcode removals, and there are quite a few. I've done the natal barcode removal, and that you can do clear yourself of so many things. Of course, the death barcode, that's attractive to everyone because it's not fun to have a death barcode attached to you. Would you say that everyone needs to do all of those barcode removals, Ron, or does that vary from person to person?
Well, it could be helpful. I would definitely recommend getting the spirit barcode. That way your spirit will leave here when ascension time does occur, whenever that's going to be. Remember, the dark side ascension is 2012. I doubt if the light is ever going to do one at that date in December. You have other ones that are on you, but that's the main one. The abduction barcode is very good because that can help to keep you from being abducted onto ships. But first, check out the free samples, because that'll get your feet wet on what's happening. We have a natal clearing that can help you out too. There's many different types of barcodes that we have, but first you have the free samples if you're brand new, and you're going to see how wonderful they are and how well they work. And then from there you may want to do that. But you want to start off first with the whole lifetime emotional clearing. That's who you begin the clearings with. And then the second one would more than likely be the barcode, death barcode. And then from there you probably want to do the mental clearing. So I can do a sample of that. And I saw a question about maybe birth trauma or something. We'll do that here. We'll do the mental clearing. So this is going to help to kind of organize, balance your left and right brain. And I'll count to 10 to do so. So here we go. And maybe this will get rid of mind chatter too. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Here we go. And the whole lifetime clearing is also what's needed for that to work throughout your lifetime to balance yourself out. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. Thank you so much, Ron. I just wanted to say also that as far as the 2012 barcode removal, I just want to reiterate, Ron stated that the creation lightship is very likely to not be doing anything in the 2012, and anything that people are talking about or think about or believe is all a dark side agenda, and you do not want to think about that or read about it or ask anyone about it. Stay away from all of that information. And if you are experiencing fears, I think on the last two shows, actually, we cleared fears around ascension in the year 2012, but there's the barcode removal there as well, so I just wanted to recommend that to people. And I don't know if you want to do a quick clearing again, Ron, of that, or talk about that more.
Yeah, what I will do is the one that's that one's a good one to do, because there's different types of races that want to take you off planet. Because remember, 2012 was the buzzword, and what's going to happen? Like I mentioned, if you believe in the Mayan calendar, or you've heard about the Mayan calendar, that it's going to be ending, and you don't know what's happening, but you just kind of have that information. Remember what the spiritual practices were of those Mayans back then. What did they do to you, or to the people living? And they can copy and paste the timeline exactly when that 2012 date comes in December, okay? So what does that mean? Are they going to take people who believe that the calendar's ending and or that something's going on, copy and paste you, and you're going to be walking up those pyramids, okay? And you're going to be sacrificed. They can do that. They're in control of time. All these alien races that are here do that. I'm sure that there's a Mayan out there listening who won't like me telling you this, but this is what these alien races that are out in the beyond that you know nothing about can do. This is why you're living multiple timelines at once. They're in control of time. They're in control of you living here. So do a clearing. Let's do one for the Mayan, we'll just see how you feel. This will take away the 2012 Mayan energy temporarily from you. And I'll count to 10 to release that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And we'll pick on some alien races now. We'll pick on, how about the Egyptian here, whatever race they're connected to. Remember, that's the big one, too, the Egyptian, Egypt. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And we'll do the Orions. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And we'll do the Pleiades. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We'll do the Andromedans. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We'll do the Grays. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And then actually we can't forget the Reptilians. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Do you have any other ones we may want to do, Anne, that you can think of off the top of your head?
Ooh, Pleiadians, did you say that one?
Yes, I did, uh-huh.
I'm sorry, I'm not, I don't know.
Arcturians, let's just, Arcturians.
There,
okay. Okay, Arcturians, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And let's see here. Do you have any races, Bobby? Hello, Bobby.
Hello, Bobby.
Maybe having a break there. So, okay.
Maybe. I
okay.
don't. I,
oh,
I
Syrians.
Don't think
okay. Here we go. Let's do the Syrians.
Okay.
Okay. So 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, that's heavy. 1, 2. Get out of my solar plexus. The Syrians. They want you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And I don't think we did the Atlanteans. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. The Lemurians. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And let's see here. That's probably pretty good for a starter. So remember, all these races want to get a piece of you. And they know that something's going to happen, so they all want to get on board because they can buy and sell timelines. Remember, timeline sharing, okay? And they can sell timelines, just like in real estate, okay, where they share a part of you. So back to you, Anne.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. Yeah, I don't think about those other races, so I was having a hard time coming up with them. I just wanted to say on a good note that we're number 6 on the TalkStream Live, so thank you all for voting. And if you have not voted yet this hour, please scroll down to TalkStream Live. It's below the fast chat. Click on that, then click on the green bar next to Ron's name, then click on the green bar next to Project Freedom Radio, and you will have voted, but only do it one time an hour. And we really appreciate that because we want to have Ron's information out to as many people as possible. So please vote as soon as you can, but only once. Okay, that felt really, really wonderful, Ron. And would you say that if you do the abduction barcode, that will prevent future abductions from happening to you?
Yes, it'll help out a lot. I can't say it'll get them off you completely, but it does definitely help.
And it will heal things that may have happened, because I definitely know people that have a clear memory of being abducted. So it'll
yes.
help clear some of that from them as well.
Mm-hmm.
Whew, wonderful. Okay, again, if someone would like to call up the show, I'll put the number in a moment. You can reach Ron by emailing him at healings@yahoo.com. Is it, Ron?
Yeah, healings at creationlightship. For the program here, you want to get into CLS questions at Yahoo.
Right. If you have questions for us, and we will look at that throughout the week, and then we can answer your questions on next week's show. And maybe a good one now would be to go over that darkness barcode, and that's one of the free ones on the site, correct, Ron?
Yes. So what happened was at the time of Jesus and after that, they put on everybody here so that you would not know about ascension in 2,000 years. So they put a 2,000-year darkness barcode on everybody, and that's why you may not understand about ascension. And it's a pretty bad thing because you do want to get out of this planet. Normally, when you're in a planet of light, you go whenever you choose to. Here, they want to keep you. So you don't want to go sideways into a dark side universe. So the 2,000 year of darkness barcode actually is numbing you out and all of your friends, so they don't know what the heck light is. So that one's a free clearing, and get that thing off of you. And do it definitely more than once. So there was a question about something to do with maybe NATO or birthing or something. Is that still up there?
I don't see that, but I know that a lot of people go through birth trauma, and it could be natal trauma as well, like pre-birth. So is there a clearing we can do or a sample of
Yeah, we can do a sample here. So this could be possibly, you know, when you had problems coming out of the birth canal, maybe your body was too constricted, maybe you had a hard time breathing. You know, we have people that, you know, I talked with, they said, yeah, I know I had that umbilical cord around my neck, and as they started to pull me out, I kind of started suffocating. So let's do this process here. Here we go. So just you won't know what happened to you. We'll just do a clearing, because you're probably too young unless you actually remember it. Here we go. So this is a birth trauma. One, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Releasing some more of that from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So, see how your body is doing. This could be kind of traumatic, possibly, but you may feel yourself having less constrictions. And remember, you're living the life of your ancestors and also everything that happened to you so far in this lifetime. So, if you had a problem with maybe not breathing properly or feeling constricted, very possibly, maybe if you walk around now, you might find your body readjusting and coming back into balance. So back to you, Ann.
Hi. I thought I heard a beep. Is someone on the line with us? No. Okay. I'm sorry. Someone on talking about hernia and having some pain. Is it possible we could perhaps just do another pain clearing? I don't know if that's more specific than you want to do a hernia.
Yeah.
Someone named Steve has a hernia, and that's hurting.
Okay, so let's get rid of entities first. So one entity and then a pain clearing. So let's get rid of entities that are attached to the body because they like the pain. They resonate to the pain. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm yawning. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so that addressed entities that could be attached. It could be more, but we got rid of quite a few of them. So next thing that we want to look at is the pain itself. So we're going to do a pain body clearing. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, this is, remember, an invisible body that you have, although you know that it's real because you have pain and you feel that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So let's go back to the date that the hernia happened. This will work for everybody else. So, again, think of a situation. And we're going to go back to that initial time that this happened. And it may be even before you even know that you have something. So So we're going to go back to that time and release that energy. 3, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, well, that's heavy. Oh boy, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 10. Okay. Now we're going to do now, since it's in the DNA, we're going to go back one generation to your parents, because they may have had it, and maybe that was passed on to you. So on the website, we're going to be putting up a generic seven-generational clearing. It's not up quite yet, but it'll be coming up shortly here. We're going to go back one generation to your parents in case they happen to have it in their history and it didn't happen to them, but they carried it and gave it to you. So let's see if this helped you. This will be the first part of a seven-generational clearing. This will be the first generation back. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay? Now I'll go back one more. Second generation, your grandparents. This is four people now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So just see how you're feeling, and hopefully you have some relief there. Okay, back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. Yes, we have some thanks and positive feedback on the fast chat. Talking about the 2012 dark side agendas made me think of natural disasters and how I think that some people may still be holding on to some fears about that, because there's a lot of dark side predictions and that kind of thing about the world's, you know, the planet's going to fall apart and different things are going to happen. So maybe we could do a clearing for that specifically.
Yeah, no, all those predictions are real. So you have to remember that. They're real on a timeline.
Right.
Are you living
right
on that timeline? Okay. They are real. Now, you could be on that timeline living it. And let's just say that, for instance, somebody had the insight and they said, you know, in 1 week there's going to be a large tornado coming and giving, you know, devastation to one of these states, okay? And you live in that state and you go, holy smokes, you know, I better leave town, and because it's going to come exactly where I live. And so on a timeline, that does occur. Will it happen here on this timeline? It's hard to say, but that the person doing that, the reading, the remote viewing, whatever word you want to use there, it is real. Just that they're reading a different timeline. Could it happen here? Yes, it's very possible. But if it doesn't happen here, then you know that it happened somewhere else too, because it was the real information. And you could actually feel it. You might you know, wake up 3 in the morning when it was actually happening on a timeline out there and being terrified. And you look out the window and you go, what am I terrified from? There's nothing going on out here. Well, it did go on that timeline, and you're suffering from it. So here we go. So all these predictions are real, just that they're not on our timeline. So here we go. Think of a fear that you may have about something. Here we go. I'll clear that from you, the one thing you're thinking about. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There, that's cleared from you. Look at it now, and you should feel some relief. And that's how quick the light works. Like I said, I could snap my fingers. Maybe on some show I'll be doing that. If you can hear it in my microphone, it'll snap a finger, and it'll be cleared instantly from you. And what happens is when you have a clearing, as you start to look back upon your past issues or issue that we cleared, you go, I don't live there any longer. You want to be, because what replaces that issue is peace. And that's why you want to have your initial whole lifetime emotional clearing to give you peace to start over again in this lifetime. You're not losing any of your, you know, intuition or abilities or whatever you need to know to live here. You're just not living in the traumas any longer, because that trauma will recycle. And like I said, it'll eventually get you, and you'll be somewhere either being cremated or lowered into the ground someplace. So back to you, Anne.
Thank you, Ron. We have two comments about the hernia pain. Someone said that they had old hernia pain, and that has cleared, and they felt that positively. And Steve, who specifically was having the pain, says that the pain lifted. So thank
Great.
You very
Wonderful.
Much. Also, we're number six on the charts, so to speak. So if you haven't voted yet, as Bobby put on the fast chat here, please go in there and vote now.
So what can we do for a clearing? Let's do one for just toxins, just basic toxins in the body. So I want you to focus on a toxin, because I can't recommend one. So you have to focus on one of your toxins that you think you might have, and we'll do a clearing. So we're going to go to the light ship temporarily here, and when you go into the detox room, this is where they have the large pool of water. It's like a big hot tub, and we're not going to be in there with a bunch of friends like we would have like in the 60s, you know. If you weren't born, if you weren't around the 60s, you won't know what I'm talking about. But you do have hot tubs now. But anyway, so we're going to be in our own hot tub, and we're going up to the light ship right now. I'll count to five to go there. And here we go. This will only happen live on this program right now. If you're listening to an archive, you just feel the peace energy come in. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And we're in this golden gel. You might feel it kind of touching your skin right now, and it's going to help to release your particular toxin that you are wishing to have released from you. So here comes this energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and what we'll do is have a birthday party. This is, since we're there, anybody who's born in May, we're going to go to the food court. Remember, the light beings do eat food, the ones that eat food anyway. The ones that don't just live on life force energy. And normally when you are in a planet of light, you don't eat anything. You just strictly live on life force. Otherwise, you're going to be typically killing something. But here we go. We're going into the food court, and we're going to have a birthday party for whoever was born in this month. And the portions are very, very, very small, like the size of a pencil eraser. So I always look for the German chocolate cake, and I like the hot fudge, and they simulate this for us here. So we have the hot fudge and the nuts and the cherry on it and maybe some whipped cream and different things. If you have your own particular favorite type of dessert, you can request that too. And right now it's
that
coming
seems
to you.
To pass on
underneath your mouth. And it's on your finger, going underneath your tongue right now. And you're having it. If your mouth is watering, you know that you're having something. You're bilocated right now. This is source energy. This is what Jesus called Father 2,000 years ago. And it does appear physically when you go to it, because every location in the universe of light has to have physicality. So here we go. If you want to have seconds, you can. And they're going to be singing happy birthday to you, the light beings. And everybody will be joining in. You might feel the vibration of the energy going through your body. So let's get some seconds here. So here we go. Coming into your mouth, size of a pencil eraser, and my mouth is watering right now. If you're having it up there, it's very nutritious, so don't think of it as having maybe like a lot of bad chemicals in it. This is strictly life force energy coming to you in the way that it would look like ice cream and cake and stuff. So here we go. Coming into your mouth, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and black beans are singing happy birthday to all those people that had a birthday this month. They're going to have one, and we'll come back up on the light ship, coming back down. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So back to you, Anne.
Thank you so much, Ron. I would like to move to, once we're clearing some of these things off of us that have been altering us, holding us back, and there are two wonderful clearings that you have. One is the self-empowerment, and the other is the creativity clearing. And I was wondering if you could talk a little about those and then perhaps do a sample of each.
Yeah, so what we have is the creativity clearing has two different clearings with that. One is for to get rid of emotions that are stopping you from being creative, and the other one is mental energy. So I can just do a quick little sample of that. And think of where you wish to be creative in your life right now. Remember, you're here to actually express creativity, and that could be the job that you're having right now, because you are probably being creative. So here we go. We'll take away the blockages. And this is designed for people who are stuck. And we'll do a emotional clearing first. So think of what you may want to do more in your life. And I'll just do a quick sample. And the clearing is on the website. It's called the Creativity Clearing. And it's very good. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, that emotion is released from you, what you were thinking about, to help you move on. And now we'll do the mind energy and how the mind is telling you that you can't do that. This is the blockages that the aliens can put on you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and just see how you're feeling. We have another clearing. We have a self-empowerment clearing on the website. That one is very nice. And we also have one for psychic billboard. And those two work really well. I'll describe the psychic billboard one because a lot of people are using that through their life. It's a one-month clearing. It's very reasonable. And remember, you have your own mind printing your information that people are reading around. You remember, readers read your psychic billboard, and people that aren't readers also know what's on there because they relate to you according to what your billboard is saying. So this could be what you might call good vibrations or bad vibrations, okay? And so your psychic billboard is what your mind is doing to you, number one, and on where you are in your life, you know, what you want to change. If you don't know where you are, but you want to change, ask your friends what they think of you, and they'll tell you, and put that on your billboard. And then you write down underneath that where you want to go to, how you want to have a different effect. Remember, the light sees you in pure perfection, so it doesn't really care where you are because it always sees you as being perfect. But you want to change your life, and this is how the clearing is being used. So you're actually using a program that the darkness created for you. And you're able to go into that program, enter into it, and reprogram the way you want to be. And you want to double-check it every day or two. So there's actually what your mind is doing, and then what other people are thinking of you. And that can be more powerful than your own mind. And then the next one is what the aliens are putting on there to keep you from having what you want. And so that clearing is very, very good. It's helped a lot of people. Self-empowerment clearing, I think, has about 38, I think, different types of energies on it and different situations, and everybody kind of relates to them. And it's a very, very good clearing to do. So those two kind of go hand in hand. We do have a prosperity jumpstart coming up here, and that should probably be up tomorrow on the website. And What that's going to do is there's two ways to do that clearing. You can do the first one, which is four clearings, and then you can get the deluxe version, which is seven, and the three whole lifetime clearings with that, which is very, very good. So you can first just pay for the first one and do that, and then the second one later on, and it's good for 1 month. And the second clearing, the second deluxe one, is good for 3 months. So you can really get on there and help it change your life. So those are very good. So check tomorrow on the website. It should be up. And that'll be the Prosperity Jumpstart Clearing. So back to you, Anne.
Thank you, Ron. And there's also a poverty clearing, right, which is slightly different if you have a history of poverty, maybe not just your own life, but you know about your ancestors.
Yeah, that and also slavery. Yes, and
right.
We have a slavery clearing, too, on the website. So those are both two good ones, too. We have a lot of things. You don't need all the clearings that we have on the website. There's so many of them that it might get you dizzy by looking at all of them. But,
well, I noticed that you put at the top of it, you know, you don't refer to this site.
Because people have issues, so we have a way to cover
right.
that issue.
Right.
I do have one. In fact, I'll bring this out for women. If you happen to have a abortion or miscarriage, I do have a clearing on the website. The price is $50, and this clearing can go through many, many situations that you've been involved with, and it can help to free you up. It's mainly what people think of you from having that, and maybe, you know, your own guilt possibly. What typically happens on a miscarriage, abortion energy, the spirit chose not to come into the body of the fetus. And so somehow that communication is sent to you, being the woman, and from there you may choose to have the abortion or have a miscarriage from that. You may not know about it consciously on a miscarriage, but that's what actually happens on a spiritual level. So if you do, you know, feel that you're ashamed of yourself or a lot of guilt, a lot of trauma from that, just know that it's probably much easier to deal with what you have than to have a stillborn child or to have it die maybe a couple weeks after it's born. And so that's the reason why people are doing that. So that's what goes on with that. But I do have a special clearing for that on the website. I think it's under a female clearings or something on the left-hand side of the website. And I put that up because a lot of people were calling me wondering what to do about it, and they had a lot of guilt. And this clearing is designed for that. It goes into doctors and nurses and relatives and family members, et cetera, so that you can clear yourself out of this. And even a man could even use the same clearing if they felt a situation happening too. So put you back into neutral. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. Another really set of clearings that I'd like to talk about, because I use them often, are the personal activations. They're near the bottom of the list on the left-hand side of the website. There's personal water activation, which we've done some of that on this show, and it's wonderful. And the one I do a lot is the object activation. I do my car, my bed, my pillow, my jewelry all the time. So sometimes our objects become heavy and have attracted, either that we know about or don't know about, attracted dark entities or dark energies somehow, and it's very simple, and for $1 you can clear that object.
Yeah, that's very good, yeah. So you can do water, $1 for water charging and $1 for activation. A lot of people use their food to get it more vitalized for them. That can be done that way too. If you're wearing maybe some type of necklace or something, or maybe you go into a secondhand store and you buy a coat or something, it's going to have that negative energy on it typically of the person who wore it last. So that clearing can also help you out with that. So a lot of people are using them in different ways. And it's a very good clearing.
You can do furniture.
Yes. Uh-huh.
It's I really find that once you do that, the object really lights up. and it's worth it to try and do that. And then you have the pictures that you can purchase and have present in your home somewhere with you, and it brings through the lightship energy. Oh, and earlier someone asked about it being up on their website. For instance, if they're going to go to sleep or they're running a clearing. So can you talk a little bit about how the energy of creation lightship comes through the pictures of the light beings, Ron?
Yeah, that's the conduit between you and the lightship. The energy comes into me, to the light being on the screen, and then into you. And so the light being is the conduit between, you and the computer. Right now it's working through me directly to you, even if you have the light being up. A lot of people like to put the light being up in a little, maybe a smaller picture of it on the screen when I do, like this radio program. So that's kind of beneficial, too. Another clearing that we have that people like to leave up all the time at night is the alien attack page. So if you're dealing with the unseen reality there, these people that you don't want to deal with as much, you can go to that clearing, and it's you can try it out. It's only like I think $10 for a week, $30 for the month. So if you do know that you're under attack by the aliens, the reason why you would know is that you're not sleeping well, or maybe your legs are jerking and twitching and stuff at night, feel like pins are being put into them, which is what's happening. Then you can go on there and just leave the light being up on your screen, and it will help to give you some protection. So a lot of people have really enjoyed that clearing. I put it up probably about 3 years ago, I think. And you can go in there and do parasitic life forms that could be inside of you. You may have your skin itching or something, or a rash. I don't know where it came from. In fact, what we'll do is take on an energetic implant. Our time is coming to the end of the show here. But I'll take that out of you here. So we'll work with one in your neck here. We'll take out one of these here, probably attached to your vertebrae. So here we go. I'll count to 10 to release this implant. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And I think our show's probably coming close to a close here, so please tune in next week. I'll turn it back over to you, Ann.
Thank you, and just a reminder that if you have any questions or requests for us for next week's show, please email it to cans@yahoo.com and put Project Freedom in the subject line, and we'll talk about that next week. I just wanted to add, because of what you were just talking about, Ron, that I often put the entity clearing on all night as well, because I find that I have entities or ghosts, as you described before, coming around me a lot. So this really helps. And then they're immediately brought to the light and taken away from me.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. It's good to get those little critters that go thump in the night or bump in the night, you know. So I guess we'll say good evening to all of you, and thank you.
Yes, thank you, Ron,
for listening. And we're still at number 6, very good for a healing program. So thank you, Bobby, for having us on here.
Yes, Bobby, thank you. And thank you all the listeners for voting, for listening, and thank you for the people who will be listening to this on the archive. And
yes,
thank you, Ron, for all you do for us.
Okay, what I'm going to do, guys, is go right into edit and put it on the archives. Now, if anybody comes to our page, they can go to the archives section, which is right at the very top of the page. It says archives, past shows. Click on that, and in about an hour, you will find this program there, and you can download it and listen to it whenever you like.
Terrific. Thank you so much, Bobby.
Okay. We'll see you again next
week.
Next week.
Yeah.
Good night.
All right.
Night, everyone.
Good night. You've been listening to Ron Amatron Show, right here live on Project Freedom Radio. Project Freedom. You're listening to BFRN, your voice on talk radio. Project Freedom. Project Freedom Radio Network brings you quality programming, always aiming to bring the truth to its listeners by having interviews with the best heavy hitters in ufology, metaphysics, and paranormal investigations. With our open line format, we give you the opportunity to have a voice. We encourage you to participate, and we welcome their opinions. PFRN, Project Freedom Radio Network, your voice on talk radio.
Was afraid.